things that that could be done better. But you know, we know it's going to be another tough test. We know we're going to have to be we're going to have to be even better than we were 2 nights ago. So you know, it's going to be another good game, and just got to get excited for it again.
It's been going in for you of late. Feeling better? You know, any reason when a scorer like you gets going off, does it keep going?
You know, it's just the way the game goes. You know, when you get chances, sometimes when you're getting, you get lucky. Obviously, the guys I play with make it easy. You know, Wheels and KC are pretty phenomenal players. So, you know, that makes it easy, and just want to continue to play a solid game. You know, it's all about playing both ends of the puck, playing 200 foot of hockey, and you know, you play good D, you know, creates good offense.
Nashville spent a lot of time on the boards in your zone. You denied them the middle of the ice where they need to get, they feel, to get some goals. How do you keep doing that tonight? Do you expect more pressure in your end?
You know, we know they're going to be on the puck. You know, they play a solid game. They have D that are active. So, you know, we just got to be prepared for, you know, what we know they're going to do. And, you know, as the game goes on, obviously there's going to be good things, are going to be bad things, and it's just the, you know, the team that adapts the quickest is going to be it's going to be better off.
To that point, do you need to limit, you know, the amount of time they have the puck on the boards tonight, or is it one of those things where if that's where they have the puck, it's if they're in your zone, that's where you want to keep them?
You know, it's tough to say. Obviously, you want the puck on your stick, so. You know, obviously there's things that we didn't like. Obviously we'd probably like a little more zone time than we had, you know, a few more shots, but you know, for the most part, we you know, we have our game plan, we have our strategy, and we just gotta, you know, stick to it for a full 60 minutes.
Mark, any thoughts on what you're expecting to see from Nashville today, being down 0-1 in their own building?
You know, we know they're going to come out strong. You know, they're a good team. You know, they play solid throughout the whole, all ends of the ice. And we know it's going to be another tough test. So we just have to be prepared to be at our best for the whole game and, you know, stick through it through thick and thin.
You mentioned the strategy. And just after seeing the way the game one went, the strategy going into game two change?
Yeah, there's things that we fixed. There's things that we want to continue to do well. But you know, for the most part, we know the way we've played all season long, and we just want to continue to grow. We know there's going to be ups and downs in this game. We know they're going to have chances. We're going to have chances, and we just have to be prepared to, you know, stick to our game the whole game.
Markel's generating a lot of chances, but hasn't been able to score. Are you saying anything to
him?
Who?
Connor. Casey's been awesome. You know, in playoffs, it's not about points. It's not about goals. It's about you know, getting wins, and he's been awesome for us. You know, through the Minnesota series, and was great, you know, last game. So, you know, he's going to continue to get his chances, and he's going to continue to create chances. But, you know, the biggest thing for our line is, you know, playing a full 200-foot game. You know, that's how we create offense. That's how we get a good feeling on our line. And, you know, we know, you know, that always has to be our focus.